BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An MPO representing outsourced workers has urged KZN Premier Thami Ntuli to abolish the tendering system as soon as possible, saying it's enabling the exploitation of workers. Iphimbo Labasebenzi Association, which represents security guards and cleaners, claims service providers have not paid workers since the beginning of the month as promised. The association's Cyril Gwenza.
What's painful is that they are still going to work and they have to borrow money from loan sharks. Some of the workers are being told to leave by landlords because they are unable to pay rent. Those are some of the issues they are faced with.
Gwenza says the service providers always claim they have not been paid by the government.
So we are saying that the premier must get rid of these companies and hire us directly, just like it does with teachers and nurses. By doing so, workers can get paid in time, unlike this situation we are subjected to, where workers are not getting paid in time.
Earlier this week, Premier Ntuli said that services relating to security, cleaners and kitchen workers in government institutions would be insourced. Israel has accused Hamas of backtracking on parts of a fragile ceasefire and hostage release deal in the Gaza war. It's expected to take effect on Sunday and involves the exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners. After that, the terms of a permanent end to the war would be finalized. Hamas says there's no basis to Israel's accusations. Meanwhile, Karen Milner, the chair of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, says they welcome the deal, but that we must be reminded of the tragedy of the situation.
It's taken so long and so much suffering for even the babies that were taken captive, hostage by Hamas, to be released. It is a tremendous cruelty that they were taken in the first place and that they are used as bargaining tokens to end this war. We pray that the hostages are released safely, that they are alive. We welcome them back.
Africa for Palestine's Ali Komape says they support any efforts or progress that helps preserve life and dignity. He's also stressed the need for accountability.
However, we know that this is not a success on the part of the Israelis, on the part of the Americans, on the part of those who support Israel, on the part of Palestinians as well. We see this as only a pause in the genocide, and there must be more efforts, or there must be steadfast, solid efforts for the end of the genocide at all.
And a Japanese government panel says it has slightly raised its estimated probability of a mega quake up to 82% in the next 30 years. Experts say such a jolt could potentially have a devastating 8 to 9 magnitude, trigger colossal tsunamis and kill several hundred thousand people. Over the past 1,400 years, mega quakes in what is known as the Nankai Trough have occurred every 100 to 200 years. Durban and Richards Bay 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26.